So the first reading was from the prophet Jeremiah, who lived maybe 500 or 600 years before Jesus was born. And part of his job, this book that he wrote, was to help prepare us, prepare the people who was reading his book, for the coming of the Messiah. That these, because they were in slavery at the time, because they had been unfaithful to God's promise. And so they were not free. But God had given Jeremiah a special job to prepare the people that one day they will no longer be in slavery. One day they will be free. And that's what the beginning said of today's reading. Behold, the days are coming when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David, and he will be a king, and he will reign and govern wisely. The days are coming. And so part of our life as Catholics, when we live according to what we call the liturgical calendar, like when we change the color of our vestments, and there's different seasons in the church, just like there are seasons in the world of fall and summer, spring and winter, we have seasons in the church. So we're in this season of Advent, which reminds us of what happened all those years before Jesus, that they were waiting and they were preparing to receive. And the prophet went on to say, we used to say that God saved us from Egypt because they used to be in slavery in Egypt, then they were set free. And then because they were unfaithful, they were in slavery again. So he said that we used to say we were in Egypt and now we're free. And now we're going to say we used to be in slavery in the north and now we're free. So this is the story, the cycle of our life of disciples. There's this constantly yearning to be set free. Free, as we had in the opening prayer, from that yoke of sin. And so what is sin? In a very basic way, we say that sin is a separation from God. And so we know, especially those of us already in second grade and older, we know about original sin, what happened with Adam and Eve. So that is our first time we're separated. But then as we get older, and we have the ability to make choices, sometimes we don't always choose the right thing. Sometimes we know the right thing to do, but we choose the wrong thing anyway. Right? This is a constant struggle we're all in. And so that battle, that struggle, is what we're begging Jesus to set us free from. This new kind of slavery. Not that we have gone away and that we're like in jail or in prison, but the slavery from not being able to always choose the right thing. And that's what Jesus, he says, you shall name him Jesus because he will save them from their sins. Save us from this separation, that we will be once again one, united with God the Father. Just like many of us in the next week or so may be traveling to go see our family, our family may be traveling to see us. And maybe it's been a few weeks or a few months since you've seen your grandparents or your aunts and uncles, and you'll all be together again. And it's going to be a fun time of celebration. This is what our faith life is. This is what we call a life of virtue, the life of grace, is that we are once again united. We're all together as one family. And the divisions, those things that separate us, go away. So behold, the days are coming. This is what we're praying for. So this should be our prayer, is that we are no longer in this battle of which right and which wrong, but we always do what's right. That's the promise that Jesus has given you, that you will always have the ability to choose the right thing, no matter how hard it might seem. So then the other thing we can look at this gospel is Joseph, the foster father, Jesus' dad. Not his real dad. We know God the Father in heaven is his real dad. But God the Father chose Joseph to be his, we can call him his stepfather, to help Jesus know what it means to become a man. And how faithful Joseph was. He was silent. We don't have one word recorded of Joseph. We have no idea what he said. But he was faithful. He was a righteous man, which meant he always did the right thing. So especially for you young men, Joseph should be one of your patrons, one of your heroes, one of your role models. He was afraid. The angel said, don't be afraid. So he knew he had a mission. He knew he had a challenge. And he didn't think he was able to do it. But God said, don't be afraid. You can do this. And so we can ask Joseph to help us. Whenever there's something that we know we have to do and we are afraid or we don't think we're good enough, we don't think we're strong enough, we don't think we're able to do it, you ask St. Joseph to help you. That's one of his jobs, as that patron, to help us in that way. And then the third thing, what did the angel say? Don't be afraid to take Mary into your home. And as Catholics, we have such a special gift to be so close to Mary. She wants to be in our home, just like she was in the home of Joseph. And your home is your heart. And so Mary wants to live in your heart. And so every time we pray the rosary, every time we pray the Hail Mary, every time we're confused and we don't know what to do, we say, Mary, help me. Come and live in my heart. That's where she wants to be. So we have one more week before Christmas. As exciting as we are about Santa Claus and all that comes with that, the best gift you will ever receive is Jesus, who has come to help you have the power to do the right thing, to give you peace and to give you joy. And so we pray today that Joseph and Mary will help us to receive this beautiful gift of Jesus.